Today's Aliyah discusses a specific type of shlamim, a korban toda.
Oh.
Korban toda is very important because we bring a korban toda every day.
Yeah, in
Where?
In toda ani.
You're so close.
I love toda ani.
Mizmorle. Mizmor soda.
Sure.
You ready? Who has the sitter? Who has the sitter app?
Mizmor.
Let's go. Open it. Open it to Mizmor soda. Open it to Mizmor soda. Come on. I want to see this. Open your sitter or sitter app to Mizmor soda.
Which one? Like the first one?
There's only one.
Phone's there.
Only one.
Right here. Alright, I have it out. Yeah.
Okay. How? Rashi.
Rashi.
Before we get to it, Rashi writes that when you bring a korban toda, you know why you're bringing a korban toda? Where's Ezra Chaim? He's not coming.
Oh, not in your sitter, but my sitter. It's right after.
Where's Ezra Chaim?
It's right before the thing that's before Asher. You know the Yihi Chavod? The first Asher. You know Yihi Chavod?
Tell him I'm thinking.
Oh, the one you
stand
up for.
I'll let her know.
Yeah. It's like a really short one.
Yeah. Rashi writes that you bring a korban toda for four things. What are they?
What?
Rashi says you bring a korban toda for four things. What are they? Chaim, you know this?
Tami.
First, simcha.
Deliverance from danger.
Simcha. Bir nana.
Hachayim.
And someone's
born.
Everything you're obligated.
What? It's a child born.
Sin offering?
I can't.
Sin offering?
Shh. Wait, no. This is for when you cross the sea.
That's a oh, problem. Let's go. There are four.
For one, thanks.
One, two, three, four. And it's acronym Chayim.
Cross the sea, get out of jail.
Okay, so we got, look, I don't know which
one. Oh, this is the Hagoma.
Yam, Yam is sea.
He's Gomo now.
What Yam is sea? What was it? What did you say?
Hagoma. Desert, yeah.
Well, desert. So, Mem is Midbar.
Midbar.
We got desert.
Oh, I forget how you say jit, like prison. And then you
jit. Jit trick.
Jit is sugar.
Yeah. I'm gonna take Isaac out of this right. We got chas for that, and then.
Get out of jail free card.
Something about life being in danger. That's probably Chaim.
What about Chaim?
The ches and Chayev sounds for Chaim.
Yeah, by the way.
Second. Rashi.
Since when? How much should be dealing?
I don't cook. I mean, I cook. I cook. Yom.
People on the meal plan.
Eight bars. Chavush. That's what it's chavush.
Like mad chavush, you know?
Chavush is basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trader
Joe's.
That's like if you're...
Okay, I think this way it goes. Yesurin. Yesurin is like sick.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
And then chavush.
I eat the whole
family. Chavush is jail. Yeah? So you have Chaim. You have Chaim. Chavush, Yisurin, Yam, Midbar.
Midbar,
Shetzer. Yeah? So those are the four models, paradigms, primary categories of situations where a person has to bench Goymel, or in our case, bring a...
What about a shooting?
Korban.
Korban Toida. You ready? How many times does Hashem's name appear in Mizmor? The Saida.
Once.
You didn't look. Not even once.
Four times.
Shame.
Prove it.
Shame.
It says, shame.
Come on, get off your dumb games and all the other things. Tell your girlfriend to talk to her later. How many times?
Four.
You wish. You don't
wish. Robot, have a girlfriend? I didn't know that.
Some people have like girls on their screens and their phones, you know?
Well, is Elohim count as a name?
I don't know how many times I say your game. Okay.
Four.
Four?
Oh, that makes sense.
Four?
Yeah,
okay. So four, because there are four times the Kodesh Baruch Hu did chesed to us. Chesed that Hashem's name, Midas HaRachamim. So Midas HaRachamim is in Mizmor L'Saida four times. Now, aside from the word Mizmor L'Saida, which is introductory. You ready? Okay, no, I can't. I have to introduce this first. There are two parts, if you will, to a korban toda. Do you know what they are?
I used
to. There's an animal.
There's an animal. And...
You have to shecht it.
There's an animal.
The limbs are spicy.
A spice. The incense.
No? There's an animal. And there is...
The fire.
Oh. There's an animal and there is something else. In the Korban Todah, when you bring a Korban Todah, like, let's say a person, Chas V'Shalom, was, like, really, really sick. They went through chemo, right? You know, and they're better. Like, you know, Mamash Baruch Hashem went away. And now their Mamash, they have to bring, like, a Korban Todah Hashem, yeah?
So is it in Nizmar Soda?
So they're going to bring an animal as part of the Korban and something else as the second half of the Korban.
It doesn't say it in
It's in Shlishi.
What's in Shlishi?
It's in Shlishi.
Literally. It's
just
really long.
These are the laws of Shlamim. Im, if, al toda yakrivenu, you're bringing it as a Thanksgiving offering. Rikiv al zebach toda.
Unleavened loaves.
The animal.
Bread.
How much?
Bread.
How much?
Two loaves.
What?
Yeah. With oil.
Bread, by the way, this is a little tricky, this word that Ben is using, bread. Because really, it really is what?
Chalos. It says chalos. I don't know.
It's really matzah.
Oh, yeah, it says matzos. The next word after chalos says matzos.
But not all of that.
What?
How many, what numbers did I write on the board? Who can see the board? I can see their phone. Board.
30.
Who can see the board? Why do you want to be on your phone now? Why does anyone in this room want to be on their phone? Nobody wants to be on their phone. It's just an addiction and it's okay. Right. We will get you help. We will get you help.
I could have cell bonus.
So this can stimulate your brain in a
by deleting YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah?
Yeah, so, I gotta delete too, bro.
I'll tell you something very interesting. This is chametz. Chametz. You want a really trivia question? Next time you're having a conversation with that girl that you want to get, you know, from the Muslim Bakshava section, and you want to show her your Matal Chacham, this is like, did you know there are only two types of korbanos ever that are chametz in the Beis HaMikdash? She's not going to know that, you know? She's like, she might. If she does, she marry her. Then, but if she doesn't...
No, but then she's starker than I am.
I know, right? That's why you should marry her. Anyway, so there are 40 total loaves. 10 of them are taka chametz. There are only two korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash ever that are chametz. This is one. 10 loaves of bread. One of them goes to the Kohen. And the other one is 40. A holiday korban.
Musa?
Holiday korban. Mm-hmm. One holiday. There are only three of them. Take which one?
Korban Pesach.
Pesach.
Shavuos.
There's a special thing on
Shavuos. There's a special korban on Shavuos.
The korban Shavuos.
What's the special korban on Shavuos?
Korban Matan Torah.
Korban
Shavuot. You burn it.
Can I give you a hint? It's called the...
Korban Shavuos.
Shtei...
Lechem.
Ah, Lechem. Shtei Lechem. These two loaves of bread. And those were mamash chametz. Those were chametz. Why was they only two times ever? Because the Pasuk says... Pasuk says... V'chol devash... Don't bring devash, which is fruit juices, or saor.
Why? Because it'll sticky the floor.
Saor is leavened. Or anything leavened on the mizbeach.
Why can't any fruit juice be in the Beis HaMikdash?
Hashem says that we can discuss it another time, because I'm not going to go into that tangent right now. But that is a rule.
It's like a test.
These are the only two exceptions. The Todah and the Shtei HaLechem. The only exceptions to chametz in... Do you guys ever want to go to like a brisker yeshiva and say like your mom is like, this is, I'm giving you like, you know, kudshin. This is kudshin. Sefer Vayikra. Okay, now, how many loaves of bread are there?
Two.
40.
Report it to a brisker straight. So there are 40 loaves of bread. And how many animals?
40. It must be 40, right? 40.
There's one animal. It says, you see the pasuk?
My guess is 40
loaves of bread and then just one animal.
Yes.
My guess is 40.
That makes so much sense.
No.
That's like their average kiddush.
I want you to say, Mizmor LaSoda. Mizmor LaSoda is the introduction to this parak. Who here can count?
I could.
Count how many words are in Mizmor LaSoda minus the words Mizmor LaSoda.
Shoot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
1, 2, 4, 3, 1, 3, 4, 7, 1, 3, 1, 2, 1, 4, 3, 4, 1, 3, 5, 9, 6, 8, 7, 9, 2, 1, 3, 4, 1, 3, 2, 5, 18, 19, 20, 33, 1, 4, 9, 7, 8, 9, 10, 2, 4, 4, 3, 3, 3, 1, 1, 1.
It's 40. No.
41.
39. 39?
41. What
the
hell
is?
That's 4. I counted 40,
though. We need to do it again.
Yeah, but I distracted.
How many words are missing?
Probably 41. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Oh, I lost my count.
41.
1, 2, 3, 4,
41.
5, 6, 7, 8,
seriously?
9, yeah. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Why? You didn't think 19, it was 41?
Tell me. Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. There's 41. There is 41. I'm backing him up on this.
There's 41 first.
Minus the words Mizmor LaSoda. There is 41.
Are we clear?
Yes.
41?
Yes.
Anyone else want to get out of this? Yeah? So Ms. Minnesota, there's 41 because there is one animal and...
40 carbon.
And how many names of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei appears?
44.
Because there are four types of people that are that are obligated to bring a carbon soda. When we bring the carbon, when we say Ms. Marshir every single day, it is as if we have brought a carbon toda. How do I know that? You ready for this? You ready for this? There's two halachas, the two nafkaminas la halacha for this when we daven. There are 2 days a year
where we don't say Ms. Minnesota.
We don't say. You know what those 2 days
are? Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur and Pesach. And Chol HaMoed Pesach.
And Chol HaMoed, including Erev, yeah?
Yeah.
Including Erev, yeah? Why?
Because you don't miss bring the...
What? What?
You're not obligated to bring the carbon.
There are 2 days a year, and we'll call Chol HaMoed, we'll include, okay? There are 2 days a year, including Chol HaMoed Pesach, where we don't say Mizmor LeSoda.
Why not?
There are two answers to this. A little tricky. It's a little tricky, but let's think it through.
$100 bill?
We don't work for $100. I actually have a $100 bill.
You also have a $50 bill.
We got those Rebbe blue strips.
Can you smell it?
Bro, do you see this?
Can you smell it?
Let's think.
You ready to get out on this? I'm gonna chazer everything we said for the benefit of all of the people that just walked in and for those that have not paid attention until now. Yeah? I'm chazering. The Aliyah that we're doing today in Parshas Tzav talks about Korban Toda. What's Korban Toda translate into?
Offering of thanks.
An offering of thanks. When would one bring an offering of thanks?
Whenever
they want to thank Hashem, but specifically when they're in a situation where they need to thank Hashem. All of the Chaim are supposed to thank Hashem. Yodu Chasela. Why Chaim? Yodu Chasela? Chaim is an acronym for the four types of people.
Was that a bet or a mem sofi?
That would bring a Korban Toda. Yeah? Four types of people. Chaim. Chavush, jail.
What did you say?
Yisurin. He suffered. He was sick and got better.
You just heard feet.
Yum. Crossed the sea. Midbar. Crossed the desert. Yeah? Those are the four paradigms of a person that would bring a Korban Torah, and nowadays,
Bench
Goyma. Yeah? V'chol HaChayim Yudu Chasela. How many names of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Midas HaRachamim, are in Mizmor LeSoda? There are four names of Hashem. Because there are four times that a Kadosh Baruch Hu showed his rachamim to a person that he would have to bring a Korban Toda. We don't bring a Korban Toda, but we say Mizmor LeSoda. And then we spoke about how many animals, how many Korbanis does a person bring as his Korban Toda?
Well, I don't get it right.
But wait. But there are 40 loaves of bread / matzah that he brings as part of this Korban. One of each goes to the Kohen, and he has to eat 36 of them. 10 of them are chametz, only 2 times a year. Chametz was ever brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Korban Toda, whenever a person would bring one. And Shavuos, Shtei HaLechem.
It's
only 2 times a year. But otherwise, chametz is never allowed on the Zviyah. Never. Because the Pasuk says, Bechol Devash, Bechol Sa'or. Devash is sweets, like fruits. The Chol Sa'or is leaven. Lo saktiru mimenu eshei l'Hashem. You're not allowed to bring it. So, generally, you don't bring chametz to Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. 2 exceptions. Shtei lechem shavuos, korban toda. So, 10 of those loaves are chametz, 30 of them, matzah. How many words?
40.
Soda.
Minus the word Mizmor LeSoda, which is introductory.
Why are we minusing those words?
That's Mizmor LeSoda. It's the introduction. Mizmor LeSoda.
Man, I hate...
What is the song of Thanksgiving?
This is why I don't like this whole group.
No, think about it. Mizmor LeSoda means what I'm about to say, like, Lamna Teich Alagit, like, these are introductory words. It was the introduction of the Levi to, like,
okay,
the
but singing. I guarantee Start that singing. If it was 41 with Mizmor LeSoda, then you guys would be saying including
the fine. Song. Have it your way. Either way, Mizmor LeSoda, there are 41 there. Words according to Taish over here that counted, and Ben, and I think Avi all counted also.
I just said 41.
No.
I said 41.
And Coop just said it. So there's one korban and 40 loaves of bread in Mizmor LeSoda. There are 4 names of Hashem, of Minas HaRachamim, that correspond to the 4 types of people that bring a korban toda. Isn't this amazing? It's amazing. And we say it every day as our korban toda. And I pointed out to you, there's a nafkamin la halacha It is considered a korban todah. Don't go on your phone. What is a nafka mina that is like a korban todah? Ready, ready? Because there are two times a year that we don't say it. One of them is the trickiest to explain. You probably won't get this. If you get it, you for sure get a dollar. Yeah. Erev Yom Kippur.
I'm doing some research.
Erev Yom Kippur. We don't say it, and we have to figure out why. That's a little tricky. The easier one that you should be able to guess is that you don't bring it Erev Pesach. And of course, oh, Chol HaMoed Pesach.
Matzah. Because,
why is that?
Because Pesach. It's no, you can't bring, what's it called? Chametz.
Good. That accounts for Pesach. Why not Erev Pesach?
Because you can't have it after anyways, noon.
Like
afternoon.
A certain period before Pesach, you're not allowed.
Okay, afternoon. Okay, that's legit. What?
So it's not on your system.
Nah, that's okay.
Because
you're gonna have to eat it like later in the day.
So we're humble.
It's a nice answer. What?
Wait, you're gonna have to eat it later in the day, and you can't eat it.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Because what's it called?
If you get this right, you'll figure out both Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach.
In case the Kohen is a firstborn, because there's
No, let's not go there. But whenever you bring a karban, how long do you have to eat it?
Oh, you have to eat it that night, and you can't eat it that night because it's Yom Kippur.
So what's wrong with that?
And you can't do that on Pesach either because you can't eat chametz.
Well, so what's wrong? Why can't you bring it? Eat during the day.
Because you
finish it before the night. You can't what?
You have to eat it during the night.
Oh, because like everything else still has to be being offered, right?
Whenever you bring a carpet, there's a certain amount of time.
Too much food.
It's too much food, and therefore what?
You won't be able to.
You don't have room for matzah. You have to have the room for matzah.
And you have to be able to eat the korban.
The suda mafsekes, right? Also.
Erev Yom Kippur. So you'll eat it Erev Yom Kippur. But what happens? If you have a certain amount of time to eat it, and by bringing it now,
you don't eat it.
Mitzvah
v'er. It's just like
it's a carbon lava
toll. Make sure, because when something comes up, then you couldn't finish it.
Something is coming up.
Exactly, the point.
What's coming up?
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kips.
And Yom Kippur or Pesach. And Pesach. Therefore, what happens? Why wouldn't you be allowed to bring it that day?
Because you're not allowed to have chametz.
But not till that night. You can have chametz now.
It's too much food to eat during the night.
It's too much food to eat, and therefore?
You can't have chametz.
You'll have to eat it at night.
It's terrible. You'll have to eat it right the whole day? Okay, so what's wrong with that?
Well, because you can't eat it on Yom Kippur.
Erev Yom Kippur, you don't bring korban todah. Why Erev Yom Kippur?
Ezra?
Because you can't eat it that night. And therefore, see if you can figure it out.
Case that you might come to eat it at night because you're used to bringing
korban todah.
You can't eat it at night.
Oh, it is a gzeira, so I'm half right then.
No, I'm saying that would be a gzeira.
Okay.
And therefore you have to eat it at day.
Why would you not be allowed to bring a korban, which every other time you ever bring it, you have the day and the night to eat it? And in this situation, you only have the day and not the night. So why would you not be allowed to do that?
It's time though.
I mean, I'm not a woman, so it doesn't matter.
Because the mitzvah is to have part of it during the day and part of it during the night.
And therefore what? And what would you? What are you doing then?
Therefore,
what are you doing wrong, so to speak?
Therefore, if you brought it during the night...
Oh,
you're rushing it. It's gluttonous.
You're so close.
If you don't live in, like, the old city or whatever, you don't have time to go back because you have to eat it in your shalom.
Not only
right?
You don't have time to go back, you're not allowed. Meaning... You're not allowed to eat it at night. Yeah. Every single korban todah you have that day that you bring it,
and then you can eat it at night.
But this time on Erev Pesach or Erev Yom Kippur,
you have to rush.
You only have the day; you don't have the night. And therefore, what?
How on earth are you going to eat 40 loaves of bread in one day?
You're
going
to need a big party, okay?
Oh, okay.
But you're not allowed to do that because.
Because you can't have a huge meal.
You can have a party on
there.
No, you can eat it during the day. You finish it during the day. You can eat right away. Alright, I mean, it's too tricky. Yeah, it's too tricky?
Yes,
one hint.
Or you just
mini
tell
hint,
us.
Hint.
Because you've limited.
You've limited time. So what, is precaution?
You're basically creating a situation where you're not allowing the time that God gave you to do it. Right? You're creating a situation where you're splitting, where you're not bringing the proper korban todah. I think you guys are all basically saying it. You're minimizing the amount of time you have to do it.
Oh, it's
by
not
definition.
Like we said that 100 times.
You're saying, from a practical perspective, you're making it practical. That, like, you're not going to be able to eat it. As I said, so figure out a way to eat it. It's not a practical consideration. It's that by bringing it at a time where you can't eat it tonight, you're by definition creating a situation where you're not, it's not the time of the korban todah. You're not allowing it enough time. You're not giving it enough time.
What do you mean you're not allowing it?
Not necessarily, because you can still make a big party and get all the people together. But you could still do it, like you said. But by definition, you're minimizing this amount of the carbon.
Oh, so it's like the opposite of Tosefta Shabbos, because you want to extend the period of like that. So
yeah, you're sort of like shaving off the time that you have to do it. And even though you theoretically can get enough people together to finish it, but to bring a carbon away where you're shaving off the time you have to do it is just not acceptable.
Why is that a bad thing?
Why is that a bad thing? Because it's not legit to the carbon. It's like not
to eat it.
Not right.
You're just eating it faster. Who cares?
No, because of this amount, you're not allowed to minimize this amount of the
carbon.
Why
not?
I could just give out quarters. Once a quarter.
Wait, why not, Rob? I don't understand.
Grab the quarter.
Wait, Rob. I don't understand the why not.
There's a quarter.
We gotta rev that quarter now.
He's so lucky. I want that quarter.
I'll give you a nickel.
Yo.
I'm gonna
I don't think I deserve a nickel.
Yeah. I'm gonna melt this down and turn it into an ingot. I'm gonna put it on my wall forever.
Wait, okay. So why?
Okay, so there are two times a year. There are two times a year where we don't say Mizmor Lesoda. The reason is because by definition we are minimizing the amount of time.
Who cares if we're minimizing the amount of time? I'm saying. Like, why is that a problem?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
It's like a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, like, this is the proper way to bring this carbon. You have this amount of time and this amount of time. You have the day and the night
to
do it.
So it's better to not bring it at all than
day and night.
You'll bring it before or after. It's just that, you can't bring it on Pesach. You'll have to wait after Pesach. You'll be able to bring the carbon. But you have to bring it in the proper way. What?
Well, you said Erev Pesach, not Pesach.
You cannot bring it Erev Pesach or Chol HaMoed Pesach.
Okay, exactly. So why?
Chol HaMoed Pesach, it's chametz. You can't bring it. Okay, Erev Pesach, you can eat chametz. But you're bringing, you would, if we allowed you to do it, you'd be bringing it away where you minimize it.
Exactly. So why is that a problem?
I was wondering.
You could say, like you said, that it's a practical concern. It's not likely. Maybe it'll become nosar, become leftovers.
Okay, but let's say you know for a fact that you'll be able to accomplish it.
What?
What if I know I'll be able to do it, though?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. That's not a valid reason. Because the principle is you cannot bring it when you are minimizing the
carbon. Okay, why? I'm saying.
I actually don't know. I know it's everything.
Because it's not the right way to bring a carbon.
Sometimes. Is that
a pack one?
Or just like
it's just because you're not. So, what if I.
You cannot bring a carbon in a way that minimizes this one. You just can't. It's not acceptable. Minimize this one. So those two times a year, now you know. On Erev Yom Kippur, since you can't eat it that night, and on Erev Pesach, since you can't eat it that night. So, Ryan, we mamish missed you. We missed everybody else that wasn't there, too, but you were supposed to be there. So
wait, what do I do about yesterday?
What?
Should I just fill out 100?
I'm sorry, what?
No, for yesterday, should I just fill out 100?
Yeah, why not? So,
you just said to fill out 100?
If you're up to the same
Wait, that's for yesterday.
What else was I going to say? Ah, okay, you want to hear something amazing? Something else amazing. Something else amazing. Come on, this is good stuff.
I don't remember.
I think I was going to stop by for a second. And then,
what did you do yesterday?
A lot. 2 days ago.
I'm telling you, Mom, it's gems of Ms. Minnesota. Gems of Ms. Minnesota, no? Everyone always wants to know more about davening. You got to write this down in a book, and then you'll be like, this is a great book. It's about davening. It's a good book about davening. Rabbi, I want to get a book about davening. Well, listen and cheer! Anyway, so what do we have so far? Four names of Hashem, 41 words. We have, you don't say it twice a year because you're minimizing the Zman, just like you wouldn't be allowed to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. It's one of two things that were chametz. And, what was I going to say? The Netziv says, it's a little strange. Korban Todah has the smallest amount of time that you're allowed to eat it out of any other korbanos. And it's the most stuff to eat. How do you make sense out of that? You ready for this? It's a beautiful idea.
You guys have to share.
This is a great idea for a Dvar Torah at any simcha. Put this in your pocket. Mizmor Lesoda has the most to eat out of any korban. 41 words. One korban, 40 loaves. Yeah? 30 matzah, 10 chametz. There's the most stuff to eat out of any korban. The shortest amount of time. Day and the following night. And that's it. Why? Does that make sense to you? It should have a longer zman if there's more stuff to eat, correct? So why does it have a shorter zman? That's the question. You got the question?
You don't push off.
Easy question, right? Wait, you got the question? Easy question? You got the question? Chaim, you want this for your next simcha? Dvar Torah for your next simcha. Korban Todah has the most to eat. 41 words of Mizmor Lesoda. One korban, 40 loaves of bread. You'd expect if it has the most to eat, you'd have the longest amount of time to eat it, right? And yet, korban Todah is the shortest amount of time out of all the korbanos. The day and the following night. And that's it. So the question is obvious.
If there's the most to eat, why does it have the shortest time?
Because it's expected that you share it.
You with me?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, ooh, you hear what Ben said? You're mechavin to the Netziv?
No,
the Netziv says...
I gotta rev a fist bump.
The Netziv says... Because
right behind you.
When you were...
Is so good?
Not just Simcha, right? But say a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, you need to share it.
When Hashem saves you. When it's an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem. For
Kiddush Hashem.
You have to share it. Says the Netziv, this is the source for a Sudas...
Mitzvah.
Wrong.
I'm a second.
Sidas.
Shlishi.
Sidas.
Purim.
Sidas.
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 Todos.
What?
Todos.
Sidas.
Is that a thing?
Sidas. What do we call it? Sidas. There's so
many. CM.
We don't call it Sidas Todo. We call it Sidas.
Halachem.
Nobody knows?
Oh, wait. Hodaya?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Sidas Hodaya. Yeah?
What's a Sidas Hodaya?
That's
a
Sidas
Hodaya right there.
That's the 25 cents to me.
A Sidas Hoda is when people like celebrate something, make a kiddush, right?
No one wants your name.
Wait, so Chaim, you hear this?
Oh, so it's like some guy's
this is
kiddush,
a source for Sidas Hoda. Why? Where is the source? Why is this a good source for Sidas Hoda?
Because you want to share the kiddush Hashem. Because
the whole point is, given such a small amount of time, you have no choice. Anybody here capable of eating 36 matzahs in like?
One day.
24. Are you ready?
Yeah,
I am finishing up. This is the last thing I'm going to say about this. You know, I had no idea I was going to talk about this today. Last thing I'm going
to
talk about. Ready?
Like
now, for this, you need your Gemara cups up.
The odds of that are the same as the odds of getting it right 10 times in a row.
Gemara cup.
So I'm basically like 100% correct. That's what you're saying.
Ready?
They did that in the first, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, the first movie? He basically, the teacher was like, you got a 0% on this test.
How many people here are mammals?
Like a every single answer.
How many people here have a thumb?
It's like the same thing.
How many people know how to use your thumb?
It's like a 1 in 1,000 chance.
Let's go. Use your thumb. What's the difference between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4? Jail? Sick?
These are prime numbers.
What's the difference between 1, 2, and 3, and 4?
1, you're at the same place, and then 2, and then 2, you're traveling.
Our Pesach is on the 22nd.
They're traveling, no traveling.
23rd is Pesach?
Oh my God.
Internal predicament, external predicament.
Because
you're in jail. You're suffering.
Internal predicament?
Yeah, you're in jail. You're not out of jail. You're in jail.
We have all since the
let's just say the world is jail. And then you're in jail.
No, isn't the basic difference? Come on, guys! Isn't the basic difference that 1 and 2 happen to you?
You know it.
And 3 and 4, you put yourself into the situation.
Whatever, we get back home Wednesday,
right.
Thursday,
right?
Friday.
Shops. Yeah.
Jail and Sunday sick happened to you.
Oh.
You did not put yourself in jail. You did something that maybe got you busted and you ended up in jail. Somebody else put you in jail, no?
I heard of a story where somebody wanted to be in jail so bad that they broke it into jail and they got sent to jail for breaking into jail.
Yeah,
because
Sunday's another break.
No,
Wednesday.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
No, they're just
going to
let
him go.
Because he didn't know what life was like outside of jail, so he didn't know how to live as a normal person outside of jail, so he wanted to go back into jail because he has free food and stuff. It's kind of sad about our society.
Thursday, Friday is Cholamite. Move your body
down. This was such an awesome share by Israel like Soda. It's you have no idea.
So that's
and now I'm just finishing with this.
I'm listening, Rebbe.
We said there are four types of people that bring up Ben Shkoma. Yeah, this is the pattern. This is the model for Ben Shkoma. Two of them happen to you, and two of them, despite the fact that you put yourself into the situation, doesn't make a difference. You're still going
to
Ben Shkoma.
Guys, we got to listen to Rebbe at some point. Come on.
Monday,
and it starts Monday night.
Yeah, so that's an interesting.
I don't have the Namias Infinity Stone over here.
So that's a critical. Even though you put yourself in the situation, Hashem saved you, and you're still gonna bench Gomel. You're still gonna bring a Korban Todah. And the difference between the two of them is that one of them is internal, one of them is external. Because within the one that's happening to you externally, so a person's sick. Internally, it happened to him, but like it's from Hashem, it's from him and Hashem. But jail was a human being, it did him, it came to him externally. External, external, double external. And this is external, internal. And when it comes to sea and desert, what is the problem with the sea versus the desert? So you could look at it in both ways, I admit. Like, you could go either
way.
How's
the desert engine?
But the sea is a problem. What could go wrong on sea?
You go under the sea.
Because of storms or whatever is going to happen.
Oh, external.
So it's external. And in the desert, there's
you forget to bring enough supplies.
Yeah, you run out of food. That's internal.
That's your fault.
To death. So that's...
It's still going to happen.
That's the pattern. That was what Sam Zoifer points out. That was an amazing cheer on New Zealand.